Good morning. 9:20 in the morning on November 12th. Did you miss me? Three days in a row without walking. Although I did get a workout yesterday with cleaning the walks. I didn't get a chance to talk. It's about 20 degrees out here this morning. It's supposed to get into the 40s this afternoon, which means a lot of the ice and crap that I've been walking through will be gone by tomorrow, which is good because that first mile of 19 plus minutes was a workout. So for the most part, exhaustion has taken its toll. I was chatting with my therapist this morning, which is why I'm late today. And she pointed out that while I can get by with considerably less sleep than most people, I do need some. And that the accumulation of late nights, early mornings, all last week, conspired to sap me pretty much of everything. So, I got a good night's sleep last night. Actually slept. I was smart enough to set an alarm last night. Slept through till the alarm. Woke up, got kids going. It's going to be a very badly fragmented day today. It's the early release day from school. I have one student home already. I have to go pick up the other one in about 3 hours. I also need to do some recording today. I realized that the 15th is the day that Christiana Ellis is expecting my lines as Ben Franklin. And while I've got the script printed, I don't have it recorded, which is a bit of a problem since I need to give it to her. So when I get back, I'm going to have a cup of coffee and a sit down and get my breath again. Get this post up and then hit the booth for an hour. Get some recording done. Get that ready for her. Then I've got to get quarter share ready to print, to release the ebook rather. Get that out. Tomorrow I'll try to get half share out. I have to write a check to Sky and Telescope. I haven't done that yet. The paper's sitting on my desk. I have to write checks today. Got to write checks for lunch money for the kids. I'll write three checks, get that one out. Get some progress going. I didn't go back and see the play on closing night. That was, I'm glad I did. It was a good show. And because it was a very bad night, weather-wise, it was 4 inches of snow, 6 inches of snow. It was cold. It was so cold that my doors froze shut when I came out of the show. I had to find one of the doors between cars where the wind hadn't been quite so strong. It actually opened and I was able to clamber into the car and start it up from the passenger side. Got enough of a heater going that the rest of the doors unlocked, unfroze. So I hope I've broken my string. I hope I've stopped this backsliding in terms of missing days. My goal is to walk between 8 and 9. I'm going to put it on my calendar to walk between 8 and 9 every morning. See if I can get back in the groove. Go home at 9 and work on books. I got to get those books out. Having to be very careful where I walk here. In places there's snow, like right back there, and in places there's not snow, but there are places where the water, the snow has melted but not evaporated, which means that it's frozen against the sidewalk and makes them desperately slick. I'm hoping that when I get around the corner here, out of the neighborhood and into the long eastern reach, that there's enough sun on it to break it loose. I made fresh bread yesterday. That was good. Can't decide if I'm going to roast a chicken today or put it in a crock pot and do curry chicken. Decisions, decisions. Probably roast it. I was thinking curry, but I have to pick up kids to make the school run it. 1:15. So when I get back, there'll be time to put it into roast. Walking in the shade, breaking out into the sun. I didn't send the photo this morning first thing because I couldn't see the phone. The glare is just too much. I couldn't find Gmail. I could barely get the photo taken. And there's still bits of ice here and there, but if it makes it to 40 today, those will be gone. I have a hard time thinking it's going to make it to 40, but stranger things have happened. There's not a cloud in the sky right now. It's a beautiful day. 20 degrees, but it's still a beautiful day. Mostly the sidewalk is dry. So that's good. I'm so tired. I'm still so tired. It makes it very difficult to focus. It makes it difficult to do anything, really. I've got to get some work done. I've got to get my sleep. And I think those two things will have to be my priority this week. Getting caught up on sleep. Getting those books out. Got to get through the recording for Ben Franklin. I hope it's not going to be very long. It shouldn't be. There weren't that many pages. I printed them out, so since I've got to read a script, it's quite often easier to read printed rather than scroll. Oh, read a line, scroll. If I could get that done early, that would be so much the better. Need to get my production back together. I was doing so well there for a while, and then I got derailed. Need to find my rails. Morning. I don't know how much my diet has to do with it, with being exhausted. One of the things about being on 15 to 1800 calories a day for so many days, I wonder if that's taking a toll in energy. I don't think so. It's not like I'm getting skinny. Still have plenty of fat to burn. Funny the things you think about. It's like, I can't think of a word. Am I getting Alzheimer's? I can't think of a name. What's that guy's name? I can't think of it. I wonder if I'm getting Alzheimer's. I get turned around walking around the neighborhood. It's like, really? You can navigate across country, but you can't figure out where you are in your own town. I think that's a good sign. Of course, the other side of it is, as my therapist would point out, I think, as she has pointed out, I have a few distractions. I have a few things that are taking up my cognitive load. I was going to come out one of these days and talk about life and death, and I thought, that would be good. No, it wouldn't. Not really. Falls into the I don't think so category. Sun feels good. Somebody's got a wood fire going. I can smell the smoke. Back into the crusty bits. My shadow's casting along the sidewalk where I need to walk, so I can't see if there's ice there. It looks okay. So this is November. I have to get used to walking in the cold again. I have to get back in the habit. I could do it. Did it before, could do it again. Ooh. 1857. Not bad. Not great, but given the footing, not bad. But 2 miles means I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, with any luck at all. I will talk to you then.